You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. Breezy today, a warm day, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in this afternoon and increasing towards evening and tonight, becoming a little bit more concentrated. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Tomorrow, high temperature around 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, perhaps thinning out by Friday evening. But then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Looks like low 80s on Saturday, maybe closer to mid-80s on Sunday. Could be some stronger storms by late Sunday into Sunday evening and more storms Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Everybody, learn another new step. Walk the party line, but be sure to watch where you step. Keep up with the two-step. Walking Rich does the goose step. Everybody do the Clinton. Come on and slide over to the middle.
Over to the middle.
Straighten up and step line.
Up and step line.
Lean it to the left a little.
To the left a little.
Now lean a lot to the right. Everybody happy.
Everybody happy.
Now let the other guy lead.
Other guy lead.
Try a peering Jeffersonian. Bring another crony in.
Everybody do the Clinton.
Now step up. Grandstand. Back down. It was harder than you
your latest flop. Now hang in there and try to keep on trucking. Taking one step at a time. Do just like your mama says, make good on your promises.
Everybody do the cleansing.
Do just like your mama says, make good on your promises.
Everybody do the cleansing.
Well, he either will or he won't. It's up to Hillary.
Everybody do the cleansing.
No, I mean everybody. You in the corner, you too.
You're looking good now.
Do the Clinton. Come on and do the Clinton.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Broadcast on Happy Hour. Well, actually, it's not on Happy Hour. It's on News Talk 93, but one of them. The show is called Happy Hour. I'm the host. My name is Greg. My top line sidekick, Joey. He's here, and so's the much beloved Mario.
And here they are.
Meeting Tyrion.
Please clap.
Excuse me. Programming note.
Yes.
Have you been giving out the call letters?
You know, that's your address. How are they going to know where to listen to you if you're not giving out the address?
WACV.
I'm figuring that if you found us, you already know the address.
Apparently I missed something.
We're on the air here, but don't forget to check us out on 93.1 FM.
Have you given the temperature of the time?
I don't know what the temperature is in the 70s. It's very humid.
Some of those classic radio things, I mean, it's good to do that, but people, you know, have smartphones now. It's like you can find the temperature out pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, lots of things you can
do. It's the Rich Thomas weather app.
Absolutely. Now, we do have the Live in Fear Doppler meter that most people do not have in their homes.
Right.
And as we were pulling in, a light mist started to drop.
Mist. There's a major front moving east, right?
Oh, there's a parade of fronts coming.
Ooh, parade.
I'm talking about, but down to the look, it's kind of falling apart. Look at that.
It's dissipating.
It's just a big green thing. Light rain approaching from the southwest, and it looks like it could be around for the better part of the afternoon. Let's zoom out now, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Got all excited and then it petered out.
Anybody got some zoom?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, there are a parade of systems starting with this one and over the next several days. I think Rich is concerned with severe weather, or at least the potential for it.
Look at that. Look at all that yellow and red.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
So, yeah, there's a lot of red down at the Gulf. Uh-huh. The beaches are getting pounded at the moment, but we have not had much rain this month. I'll tell you, I'm sure glad that John and Melissa Cato from JNS made it out today to help me get the place all groomed and trimmed up and nice. And by the way, let me mention again, since I kind of did it wrong for a while, that if you're interested in getting an estimate for your home, business, industrial area, whatever, call 202-8760 and leave a message, because one reason why they can give you a better price with a better result is they don't have an office to pay. So that's how JNS do it. John and Melissa Cato, fantastic people, hardworking, great result. 202-8760. So, what are we watching here with Joe Biden?
I'm torn.
And all this
creepy.
I'm torn because I'll start with the creepy. The creepy.
Oh, wait a minute, hold it.
Yeah, okay.
You see that image on the screen now where he's doing his apology thing?
I know what you're about
to
say.
Have you seen the Trump meme?
Well, I've seen the one too where they had Joe sneaking up behind Joe.
Yes.
Whispering too.
Yeah, that's the one. It's funny.
Sick.
Where Joe molests himself. And Trump retweeted that today. Good for him.
You gotta love the internet sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you wonder if it wasn't Satan's work.
But if I start with the creepy...
Dow finished up 166.
And Catherine Tempest. She is my...
Her?
Oh, I love her
you
so
love the
much.
Glasses.
No, it's not the glasses. She's also freaking hilarious, man. Like, I am so... I have a big crush on Cat Temp. Big crush.
Cat who?
Cat Temp. She's Polish.
Temp?
Mm-hmm. But...
She looks a little bit like my first wife.
Well, you ruined it. You ruined it.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, the first wife was the sweetheart.
She was...
The second wife was the...
Lunatic.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe. Creepy Joe. There's definitely creepy stuff out there, but yeah. The creepy stuff is not coming from the allegations he's being hit with. Like, some of this stuff seems like they're... Like, well, it made me uncomfortable, but it wasn't sexual harassment in my mind. It was just kind of him being himself, and he just needs to learn... But the creepy stuff is if you watch the Senate, like, swearing-in ceremonies where he's essentially petting little girls.
Yeah, the whole family's up there, yeah.
And he's right up to the line crossing it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not enough to anybody in the situation to go, hey, don't do that, but it's so
Look, we noticed this when he was vice president for 8 years. He had a habit of being very handsy. But nobody complained because there was no such thing as scandal or... inappropriate behavior during the 8 years of hope and change.
Not in that administration, no sir.
So you didn't dare bring that up, or you'd be a Bidenist or some other horrible name they would call
Bidenist. I like that. Bidenist.
Hey, Jay Quillen just sent me that. I'm going to put this on Facebook.
Please do.
Let's see.
Does this seem like a warning shot to you guys?
I'll tell you what it means to me, or how I see it. And that is, this president is going to take any crap from anybody. You're going to dish it out, I'm going to dish it right back, and I'm going to throw it back at you harder than you threw it at me. Enough of this. What's that presidential? Yeah, neither was bowing before the leaders of other countries or sending Iran $150 billion in the middle of the night and some of the other things that went on. Presidential behavior, my ass.
Act like a president. Suspend habeas corpus. Lock people in internment camps.
You mean like Lincoln?
Lincoln or FDR. The two greats in all the historians' ranking of presidents. Those are the two of the greatest. That's presidential.
Forget the Constitution.
Heck with that.
We're at war.
Yeah, we're at war. Roosevelt did a lot of stuff today that
confiscated all the private ownership of gold.
Yep,
that was impressive and tyrannical.
Can you imagine today if Trump said, I need 6 more judges on the Supreme Court? So here they are, and just named them.
And that destroyed FDR. He had amazing support, and when he tried that move, because a lot of the justices had knocked down the New Deal legislation because it was unconstitutional,
right,
by any measure. And people caught wind of him back in the court. He lost hard in the midterms.
But they kept putting him back in.
Yeah. Because people like monarchs.
Now remember, thanks to the brilliant historians like Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez,
Alexandria,
we know that the 22nd Amendment was passed to keep FDR from being reelected, even though he was currently dead when that amendment was passed.
Well, they didn't know he was going to be dead.
She's out there.
Yeah, and you know what? She's getting about the same amount of vetting from the media that Obama did, which is frightening.
And what's interesting is also the 22nd Amendment grandfathered in the sitting president. So Truman could have run for more than 2 terms.
They didn't expect him to win the second one, but he did. God, that is so funny. I'm having trouble sharing this, Jay Quinlan. What's going on here?
It does seem to me, though, like this, what's coming out on Joe Biden is a warning shot from somebody in the Democratic.
I agree. I don't think it's a Republican.
No.
Because the Republicans don't have the balls to do this kind of stuff. They're a nutless and gutless party.
Rug.
Well, they're not him. I got to get
I think it's a warning shot. I think this is sort of to put Joe in his place. Hey, don't go through the trouble of running. We've got a lot of dirt. Have you heard what happened? You know, in 2016, he didn't run. His son had just died from cancer, but...
For which we have tremendous empathy.
Oh, absolutely.
That is apolitical.
I believe it's the same type of brain cancer my mother succumbed to, same that John McCain succumbed to. It is a terrible way to go. But here's the dirt. And I didn't see this until this week when I was reading about all the Creepy Joe allegations. Apparently, his son, Hunter, the older brother...
Is this the one in the Ukraine?
Yes, he had those things, you know, stuff going on in Ukraine, stuff going on in China with, you know, setting up companies, making some money.
Right.
Apparently, and this is the rumor and innuendo, Hunter started having an affair with Bo's widow.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
His brother's widow.
Who had the affair?
Hunter Biden had an affair with his brother Bo's widow. Bo's the one who died from the brain cancer. And Hunter is married with kids.
And his widow slept with his brother?
Yeah.
Well,
now, I don't know if this is true. This is the rumor and innuendo you get in the press. I'm not reading from the Inquirer.
Well, was the brother that slept with the widow married?
Yes, and has kids.
Oh, okay. Then that is a problem. It is problematic, as they say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if he wasn't in biblical times, that's kind of what you were supposed to do.
Right, and it's just anything can be used against you when you start running for president.
Oh, God, skeletons.
So some people, I don't know if that's true or not. I think I read that in, like, the New York Post.
Remember the other day, was it yesterday, somebody called and told me to run?
Yeah.
For mayor or something?
Well, your skeletons are out there. Right?
That's why I always thought, go ahead.
Exactly.
There's nothing you're going to find that I haven't put on the radio.
I think one of your campaign signs should be you holding... a loaf of Velveeta, Budel 2020. Right, imprint it right on the Velveeta.
I like it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It would get people's attention.
They'll all wonder what I did with that Velveeta.
Well, I've wondered. How did it feel in your hands?
It was just tactile moment.
Right. Like Velveeta, a baby biting a chew toy.
Yeah, I had this big orange binky in my hands.
Right.
When, you know, if I had done that in our house when I was living with my folks, my mother would have had a fit. Why'd you strip the Velveeta? It's going to get all crusty and spoiled.
Right.
So when I had my own loaf, I peeled all the aluminum off so I could hold a long brick of Velveeta to see how it felt.
Was it somewhat sticky? Like
not sticky, not like lollipop. Licked lollipop sticky. It was.
Thank God.
It was light cheesy sticky.
Right. I've made Rotel dip before. I know what it's like.
And it has a surface unlike too many of the things I can compare it to. By surface, I mean the epiderm of the Velveeta loaf.
Could you try to compare it, though?
Well,
use that imagination.
Yeah, that's a good idea, listeners. Why don't you use your imagination and see what it might be comparable to in terms of firmness?
Shake those maracas.
And, here we go.
Look, a squirrel.
A squirrel.
No, I just...
Squirrel! So, Terry, how's clearing the air going?
It's going.
Good.
It's going.
I need to get my car radio fixed. So
yes, you do.
It'd be easier for me to just punch the radio on in my car and listen. But what have you been covering lately?
More gallons. What's going on in the air? Because I'm getting pictures from all over the world of anomalies in the sky. And the amount of aerosoling that's going on. It's like they're trying to obscure whatever's up there. Sun simulators. Just all kind of crazy stuff.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating.
It's different.
Do you think they're doing it? They're trying to engineer for just experimenting. Is it? Do you think explicit experimenting on the population, or they're just trying things out and it maybe has bad effects?
Both.
Okay.
You know, when Reagan talked about Star Wars, that never went away. That's kind of what we've got now. It's what they've done is they are releasing nano-sized metal particulates in the sky. What they can do then is fire off. Basically, an inside-out microwave oven called an ionospheric heater. Heat those metal particulates up, and it forms plasma. It's a missile shield.
Okay.
The Russians shoot an ICBM. They do that. Missile can't penetrate it. Boom. It stops it. Same thing Israel has, same system. So they're basically electrifying the sky. But the downside of that is all this crap falls down. We breathe it. That's why you've got, you know, 10,000% increase in autism, Alzheimer's, all this stuff is from what they're spraying for defense purposes.
Wow. They've been, you know, tampering with the atmosphere.
Since the 40s.
Yes.
If not earlier.
You know, I remember as a kid reading one of those kid science books about the experiments with seeding hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
That they, you know, planes would fly through and dump tons of ice, hoping to cool down the core of the hurricane and slow it down. It didn't work, but I highly doubt that was the first time they tried to experiment.
No, they've got it down to an art now. The patents are out there. The Eastland patent in particular is the one I was just mentioning, the inside-out microwave oven.
Joey, shame on me. I forgot we got some baseball going on this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. America's game. I mean, it's not the showcase of the Immortals, but it is good old-time, you know, great American pastime.
The Immortals.
But first, let me offer a word on behalf of Dr. Thomas.
Oh, please.
And I need to mention this, too. This has been, ever since I was at Adams Drugs on the way in today, and I saw the current copy of Boom there. I hadn't even looked at the column I wrote, because it's all about what happened a year ago.
Yeah.
Happiest day of my life.
I picked one up the other night, yeah.
Happiest day of my life. I can't, I'm not going to allow anybody to ever take that moment, that day, away from me. And then 7.5 months later, hearing the pain of betrayal in my daughter's voice, let me just in every way, a reminder that divorce hurts. Even under the so-called best of circumstances, it can be a very difficult time because both parties are going to be going through significant changes in their routines, their daily lives, even when there's some amicability between the two parties. For men, though, when there's custody matters involved, or there is, what's the word I'm looking for here? When there's some, it's a word that, when there's tension or other similar issues over certain items, over custody matters, that's when you really need to step away and make sure you have good, strong representation that's experienced in representing men. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delk and Tomlinson. We got a call for their number the other day, right?
Right.
81 Excuse me. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is their website. My suggestion has always been to visit the website and read the testimonials if you're looking for somebody, because you may need the representation. They explain the difference that they've made, because you got to focus on yourself. That's the great lesson. I did it wrong so many times. I have some expertise only in saying I wish I had done things differently, not once, but at least on two occasions. Their number is 819-4810. They offer a generous discount to a News Talk listener. Just let them know that you listen to Happy Hour or the radio station or mention one of our names so they can put that in the record. And let them take care of the hassles. Don't try and negotiate. Don't try and argue your case. Let them handle that. You can focus on you and moving ahead. Know that you've got strong representation who will emerge with a deal that you can live with. That's the whole goal. And the best way to do that is to let them do their job while you move on with your life. That's 819-4810, DivorceForMenAlabama.com. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 3:26.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
All right, with light rain falling in much of the river region, let's see if the roads are starting to get affected. Balaki just uploaded a report. Looks like it is.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the 3 o'clock hour. We have an accident with injury. This one is on South Perry Street at Howard Street. That's just north of Fairview, so watch out for the emergency vehicles in that area. We also have an accident on the Southern Boulevard. It is eastbound side, and it is just in front of the governor's house. Other than that, it's slowing down at the traffic lights only. Everything looks pretty good out there on the boulevard. If you are on the interstates, we don't see anything to slow you down. The Atlanta Highway's busy in spots around Federal Drive to Coliseum Boulevard, and then from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road. We see a lot of cars on Taylor Road, especially from East Chase out to Vaughn Road. Be careful, wet streets can mean slick streets. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made for the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blank, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
God, the Yankees.
You guys suck.
Holy cow. First inning of the whole season. In four batters. Home run, they're up 3-0. They have sucked ever since. Everybody's getting hurt.
Yeah, after high expectations, they've really crapped the bed.
Yeah.
Don't take your dogs to the ballpark, ladies and gentlemen. You'll know what'll happen when the Yanks get out on the field.
Things aren't going too well for the New York Mets this afternoon either. They're down 4-0. And they put Thor out there on the mound today. At 3:28, let's get the latest from Rich Thomas and see just how much of this rain we will expect over the next 24 hours.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Stay weather aware for the next few days. It's going to be a very active pattern with more showers and thunderstorms. Through tonight, a couple of the storms could be strong. We'll be watching that, and our weather app will keep you on top of that. Our low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, more scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, actually both days. High temperature near 80 on Friday, low 80s on Saturday, and more thunderstorms developing on Sunday, especially late in the day. Some of those could also be strong. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hello, I'm Ellis Eskew from CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one teenager injured. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. The shooting happened just after 11 o'clock in the 2800 block of Mallory Street near Lee High School. As a precaution, Lee High School was placed on lockdown. No word on any arrest, and the shooting is under investigation. Two lottery bills are up for a public hearing in the legislature. State Senator Jim McClendon wants to start a lottery that would also allow for video lottery terminals at dog tracks. But Senator Greg Albritton has his own bill to start a lottery that would only allow paper tickets. If a lottery bill makes it through the legislature, it would have to go to a statewide vote. Today was Higher Education Day at the State House. More than 700 students traveled from 14 different public universities. The students and staff members presented their concerns and issues today to the state legislature. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
Crime Victims' Rights Week in Alabama starts on April 7th. Did you know that before the organization of VOCAL, Victims of Crime and Leniency, in 1982, victims' rights in Alabama were non-existent thanks to their tireless work? 23 laws now exist. If you or someone you know is a victim, call on VOCAL to help you navigate the legal system and make sure you're aware of your rights. Call VOCAL today for more information. 800-239-3219.
Well,
I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right, like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and right now you'll get a $5 bonus reward when you join the program in-store with a valid email. And we've got great offers on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today is the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
My parents keep getting on me about paying back my student loan. Why? I hear in the next election they're going to wipe them all out. I'd rather save that money and travel the world. Or go to Italy.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
And welcome back at 3:35. Light rain falling through much of the river region. Did you see what Emily Hayes did today?
Yeah. What did Emily Hayes do today, Greg?
I must have been out of the room for a moment. She took a picture of the board.
Oh, I did see this, yes.
Making note of the fact that her microphone was at a lower level than everybody else's.
Oh, that's goodness.
A deliberate attempt to mute her on the show, which it's not.
Well, maybe she talks louder than everyone else, and it's up to the operator to balance it out.
That's true. Kind of what it is. It's just like, look at the, we have three areas that audio can come from on this board. Number three is very hot. You have to run it a little bit lower than the other two. It's not because I hate number three or have an issue with it. You just want to keep it as balanced as you can.
No, and I'll back you up on this. Emily is boisterous, exuberant in her expressions.
Prone to outbursts.
Yes, and we don't want it to overmodulate.
Yeah, Unity! So we were talking about over-the-shoulder boulder holders today.
Over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
Bras.
Oh! Brassieres.
Yeah. But I forget how... She's just calling in. She's typing to me in all caps. I have to turn the volume down on my phone when she types me.
Yeah.
No, she has a good idea here. She says, I ran into some ladies today who totally understand my plight this morning. I think we should make you guys wear boulder holders for a whole day. Maybe we can do it in a fashion that we can raise some money for cancer research or something. I'll do that.
Okay, I have...
I'll wear a full-filled bra for a day.
Okay, I found a website called Urban Thesaurus, and I put in the word bra. And one of the first slang terms for bra is over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
I've never heard that in my life.
But there are
what school did you go to? I heard that when I was a kid.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
About then,
middle
yeah.
of nowhere. Down the middle of nowhere.
And then there are feelers like knocker locker.
Knocker locker.
Balloon cocoon. Oh, I can't say that one.
Please don't.
Yeah.
It's like the beautifully played scene in Young Frankenstein.
Knockers.
Right. He was looking at a door that just happened to have giant knockers on it.
Yeah.
There's like hundreds of words for
that. Well, I mean, how could you not notice with that, her showing off Cleveland, Ohio there?
She was there.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Terry Garner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Elevate me.
She was just waiting for permission that whole time. An interesting news release today. Uh-oh. From the Liberty Council on the SPLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in trouble.
The board of directors recently appointed an attorney to lead a review regarding the ongoing sexual harassment and racial discrimination inside their organization. The same people that big companies like one of my banks say, should we do business with this group or not? And as judge and jury, the SPLC can say no.
That's
because
a perfect,
we think.
Yeah, it's a perfect situation for them to extort money from corporations.
There's a great article written by a former employee of SPLC in the current New Yorker. And he says, it's a brilliant scam. And he says, their target, guilty white liberals.
Yep, and they're making a fortune.
Hundreds of millions of dollars parked overseas. Mm-hmm. Founder and chairman Matt Staver is chief counsel and member of the executive board of the National Hispanic Chairman Leadership Conference, the largest Hispanic evangelical organization in America. He's also chair of Salt and Light Council, which hosts the Content of Character series events for black pastors. It's hypocritical that the SPLC discriminates against women and ethnic minorities but calls Liberty Council a hate group.
Yep.
This is insane. This is a group that focuses on content of character. I believe the man who was assassinated on this date in 1967, that was his mantra, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Judge on the content of the character, not the color of the skin.
Bingo.
When are we going to get there, by the way? It's not, again, of course, the whole myth. You know, the Democrats are the party of slavery, the KKK, blah, blah, blah. And because the media does nothing more than PR for the party, they, oh, no, no, those Southern Democrats, they're Reagan got them into the Republican Party.
Can I tell my story real quick? I know someone who used to work there. As a matter of fact, he was
so do I.
high ranking in the security. We had a guy who owed us money. We couldn't find him. We went to every resource we had to find the guy. We couldn't find him.
Mm.
So this guy that I know came in the shop one day, and I told him, and he said, give me a minute. 5 minutes later, comes back with his address, phone number, everything. So they're tapped into something. They're tapped into the system. They know how to get stuff like that.
That quickly?
Yes.
We always wonder, how is it that when they target somebody like Tucker Carlson, they can suddenly find out where his house is?
There you go.
And terrorize him, mm-hmm. or anybody else. You know, look, there's people I like and there's people I don't like. It is not in my DNA to go somebody I don't like to their house and scream and threaten and menace and intimidate. And it happens, it should never happen. And when it does, it should be dealt with harshly.
I agree.
Just because you're a public person doesn't mean the public has the right to come and harass your family. And
bingo.
I remember, didn't somebody actually get into Tucker Carlson's house and scare his wife?
They were right outside.
Yeah,
right outside,
I don't think they got in.
I don't think those folks realize how quickly things can escalate.
60 nonprofit leaders released an open letter this week to the media urging news outlets to stop relying on the SPLC hate group label.
Good. Yeah.
The letter calls for a politically neutral investigation of the SPLC and the release of pertinent documents to the public. The SPLC has lost all credibility. We kind of call on
about
all
time.
Media, corporations, social media companies, and financial institutions to immediately stop relying on their discredited and partisan hate and extremist labels.
I agree.
And we got just the right guy leading this effort, Senator Tom Cotton, who's one of the few stalwarts
Cotton.
Of the real Republicans, the real conservatives. sent a letter to the IRS encouraging an investigation into whether or not the SPLC should lose its tax-exempt status for its fundraising based on defamation. SPLC's board of directors recently appointed Karen Baines Dunning as interim president and CEO. She resigned from the board to start her new position immediately. SPLC said naming Baines Dunning as the interim president is a critical step in helping the organization move forward. I think Cotton's measure to help them move out of business is far more important. Nobody, how they've accumulated all this power while what was going on inside the business. Look, you got to do something pretty bad when you found a company, or co-found, in this case, a company. You are the two names and faces in front of the group, and you get fired from the place you started.
Yeah, you've done something.
Because of your behavior. And So far, we haven't heard a lot of detail on what that is.
Well, you're right, Greg.
But
it's your baby, and they kick you out. You've done something.
Just the fact that, and of course, they talked about it's the perfect scam, the people that used to work there.
Absolutely.
Who did talk about harassment and, you know, sort of a system that underpaid the minorities they did hire. So it's time for the wool to be pulled off that.
But how do you get this tax-exempt status? You know, Amazon hasn't paid taxes in 2 years. How do they do that?
Amazon, I'm not sure. We got his Brant when we talked to him.
I think Brant would be a good person to ask because I think some of it is carrying forward losses from years past.
Okay.
And some of it might be like you incorporate in different parts of the country or different parts of the world. But I think it's mostly they can carry forward, like, you know, they've lost money some years on certain
things. All right, I'll buy
things.
That.
I don't know exactly how it's pulled off, but
it just seems odd. That business is a monster. Billions of dollars.
Yeah, I think Amazon, of all the big companies, I think Amazon's the one who's probably, who probably makes people's lives better.
Yeah,
largely just it's tough for a mom and pop, but I mean, let's just be honest. I've gone into local businesses, not necessarily mom and pop, big box stores, and they don't have what I need. Right. And it's frustrating.
Exactly.
And if they do have what I need, it's expensive. And you can go on Amazon, find all sorts of different varieties at low cost.
Well, that's the thing is he doesn't stock anything. He just drop ships it, you know?
Right.
Perfect.
And it is a platform for vendors.
Yep.
Like, people can start businesses there. And Amazon's own brands are very
when my book is ready, should I put it on Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about having it ready by September 1st.
Really?
Yes.
You're finally going to do it.
Well, I've been making notes to format.
Then merchandising comes after that, right?
Well, I just need the money.
Merchandising, baby.
But the book will be funny. It'll be informative. It'll be touching.
Do you have a working title?
Like
knee pain?
Radio Days, DAZE. And the first of the collection will be my lawn, LAWN journey to Montgomery.
Oh.
So my story will start from here. And
go backwards.
Go backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I got lots of pictures.
Good pictures are good.
You know,
we have the Pope throne.
Got the Pope throne. Got the Pope's certificate from the Vatican that was sent to me for doing a nice job at his mass.
Man, that's kind of gone down in value recently.
Yeah. Why? Oh, well, yeah, he wasn't one.
Not that particular Pope. He was a good one.
This guy that's in there now, man, is a problem.
He's interesting, all right.
Yeah. What did he say the other day that just totally, it had something to do with us or what we should call migrants or something. I'm thinking, pal, why don't you clean the perversion out of the priesthood and deal with what you're supposed to do and stay the hell out of politics? I don't know who anointed this guy Pope Socialist the First, but he is not like Pope John the Second.
No.
Pope John Paul the Second. Part of that story, you know, weeks and weeks of, you know, you want to be vetted by the government in the days before the internet when they had to do gumshoe work. I was picked for that gig in May. The date was September 10th for the event. I was picked in May. And from that day for the next 2 months, I would get calls from people I hadn't spoken to since I graduated high school.
That they had contacted.
The Treasury Department, the FBI, and the Secret Service, all just calling people at random. Say, what do you know about this guy? Is there any reason we should worry about him being near the Pope? And I'm sure that many of my high school classmates are wondering, what the hell is Greg Beadle going to be near the Pope for?
Exactly. Well, he's no Joe Biden, but, you know.
No. So, and all this preparation, I snuck that one photo in the papal throne.
You were sitting in it?
I still feel guilty about it. I was told you can't. Nobody's supposed to sit there.
But well, you could have told.
It was a big block of white cement.
You
it was not comfortable.
Sat in the throne?
The yeah. outdoor, yeah.
You know what that means?
It's the Pope's patio furniture.
I know what
you're
it
gonna
is.
You're going to have to do your walk of
make
atonement.
A stop.
No, walk of atonement.
Yeah, he's right.
You know that shame thing you play?
Uh-huh.
It's not just the lady ringing the bell and saying,
listen
shame.
To him. Listen to him.
Shame.
You're
going
to have to strip down completely
shame.
Naked and walk through the streets
it's
as people throw cabbage at
he's,
you.
He's exactly. Mm-hmm. What he's saying, he's right.
Cabbage and sheep.
I've read it. He's right.
Shame.
It's definitely shame. He's right.
Well, I'll put it in the book. I'll put the picture in the book. But the strangest thing about all this now, so for 5 hours, this Cuban fellow and I are talking back and forth to the hundreds of thousands of people over this unbelievable, the most amazing audio experience of my life, right? They had speakers on 40-foot towers over the Florida International University campus as far as you could see. And at 4:30 in the morning on the day of the Mass, it was time to test it.
Boy, you just want to get a Stratocaster
and
plug it in.
I said, testing, and I heard my voice for the next 20 seconds go on and on and on. And
testing.
It got it was tough to get used to because you're speaking in real time, so you have to blot out the...
Wait, did you say, now batting?
Pinch hitting for Manny Mota. Pedro Bourbon. I've got to concentrate. So, anyway, the Mass gets underway, and it was only 14 or 15 minutes into it, weather had started to build up, and lightning struck right behind the stage.
You attract it, man.
It scared the hell out of everybody, including the Pope.
Wait, did the lightning...
Even with his connections, and... Because he was weakened at this point because of the assassination attempt, so he was not as vital as he used to be. And after this lightning strike, he looked over his shoulders like, "Anno Domini, I'm out of here." You know,
Get the mobile ready.
Wait, did the lightning strike before or after you sat in his chair?
Ooh, that's right.
After.
Yep.
It struck in the tree that was behind
him. He angered Zeus.
Yep.
I don't know why Zeus would be angry.
I didn't know Zeus is Catholic. When did that happen?
He's one of the saints, in a way. Maybe one of the Nephilim.
Well, how's the show sound so far, gang?
Bad!
Well, we'll just try harder next time.
Any more baseball?
Baseball. Well, we already know the New York Mets lost their home opener. That's got to be a disappointment to the Amazons.
I'm stunned.
Oh, yeah. That was to the Washington Nationals. The Yankees scored another run, but they're still down 4-2 to the freaking lowly, crappy, horse poop. Poopy chicken, Baltimore Orioles.
Poopy chicken.
The Tigers got a 5-4 win over KC.
Oh, wow.
Two teams that suck. Who cares who wins?
Yeah, but it was still a real slobber knocker.
351, when you need new flooring. You know who's been flooring the River Region for 50 years? Georgia Florist Direct.
Indeed.
And floored. I mean, think it in terms of a customer who goes in thinking... I'm never going to be able to do what I want to do. I'm never going to be able to get that hardwood floor that I've dreamed about instead of this
crappy carpet.
Yeah, that came with the house when we bought it. Then they go to Georgia Floors Direct. They meet Jeff Mallinson or one of the merry band of floriers. They say, I'm interested in doing this. I don't know if I can afford it. So let's take a look. Finding something that looks great at a real wholesale price, factoring in the installation, boom. And suddenly... that customer is floored because, yes, they can do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It's a simple formula. The brilliance is that Georgia Floors Direct has been wise enough to not mess with it for the 50 years they've been in that location. 1965 Eastern Boulevard, and they put it there knowing that the city was going to grow around it, so it would become easy for all folks in the river region to come there when they needed good, popular styles of flooring, including tiles and laminates, hardwoods, and, of course, carpeting galore, including hundreds of room remnants that are priced. We could redo a room for just a fraction of money. If you've got one that's particularly beat up or it's where the kids play, whatever, they can take care of you. And if you're a qualified customer, you can do 12 months good as cash. Georgia Floors Direct, now a flooring destination for half a century. They have floored the river region with class and style and panache. 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a wet Thursday afternoon, taking a look at the boulevard because that's where we see most of the traffic. In fact, we do have an accident on the boulevard. It's the West South Boulevard and South Court Street. The rest of the boulevard is still just crowded, especially on the south side, almost all the way from where that accident is out to the Troy Highway, and then again around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. If you're up in the Prattville-Millbrook area, Highway 14 is pretty jammed up, especially as it meets 143, so be careful in that area. Over in Wetumpka, there's a slowdown around the casino and the high school. The interstates are pretty busy, but there's no problems on I-65 or on I-85. It is raining out there. It is wet. Slow it down just a little bit and look out for the traffic around you. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, what do we have on Facebook today? We have a picture of our favorite American socialist, Barack Obama, with the currently dead Hugo Chavez, who is the guy that sent Venezuela on its path to hell, smiling, and look at that. Aren't they just happy together?
Really getting a lot done for their cause, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, meanwhile, their people are starving, and Chavez is dead. And the reason they're smiling is that socialism is not for them, it's for you.
Exactly.
When are people going to wake up to that reality? It's never for the socialist. So we have that. We have a new illness called Waltzheimer's disease. It afflicts politicians like Chuck Schumer.
I can't stand that, man.
And Nancy Pelosi, who forget that 10, 15, whenever it was politically expedient, they were all for the wall, and now they're not. I don't know what's changed there. Look at the doggy video we started with. Look at him. Look at that face.
Is he browsing the net?
I don't know what he's doing, but he is just so incredible. Look at those big jowls. I'm Winston Churchill in the internet age.
Where's my whiskey? Oh, man. Bulldogs are great.
We shall get the Nazis. 3 shares. That's all I got off that. 25 likes. People must hate me now. What did I do?
Oh, come on, Greg.
Scroll down. I want to see where we're at with our Duncan and Son Predictathon for the NCAA Final Four Saturday.
Who does Auburn play?
They are playing Virginia, and I think they can beat Virginia.
I think they can, too.
Unfortunately, you'll have to scroll a bit to get to the Predictathon. Hang on. I want
to
see him.
While you're doing that, would you like to hear the Smithsonian Channel's schedule for this evening?
That would be great. What is the schedule for this evening's
There's actually something that I want to watch, but we'll get to that in a second. At 7 p.m., America's Hidden Story, CIA Cyber Attack.
Ooh.
At 8 p.m., Carriers at War, Strike Force Arabian Gulf. And then at 9 p.m., the one I would like to watch is Planes That Changed the World, SR-71 Blackbird.
Oh, that's a great story.
Well, and my grandfather, my mom's father, actually worked on those. Wow. He wasn't a pilot, but I believe he was an electrician. And they said as soon as those planes would land, you get to work immediately because they would get so hot that you would have to work on them very quickly.
I've seen the Blackbird at air shows. Our military hardware is just amazing. I remember I emceed an air show along Fort Lauderdale Beach back in... we did a live broadcast on the radio. Can you imagine this? All day Saturday.
Really?
For an air show.
Wow.
And one of the coolest things was they lined up a sequence of aircraft that showed the history of passenger travel. So they had a DC-3, then a DC-7... a 707 jet, and of course the last one was a 747. Then you had the flyby from the B-2, and that just looks like something from another planet when you see it in person, because it's just so badass. It really is. Anyway, get to the Duncan and Son Predictathon. Scroll down my Facebook, make a prediction. We're gonna have a guaranteed winner, $250 credit from Don Duncan on my guitar. I'll just share it to the top of my page in a moment, and this will be group two, because we want to get as many predictions in as we can before Saturday.
Yeah, the SR-71 was one bad plane, man.
Don't forget, Don Duncan, Low American Tire and Auto. Best place to go to get your car serviced on a regular basis. And the easiest people to deal with, because they will make it so convenient for you. Take you back to work. Take you back to your house. Pick you up. Whatever you need, just let them know. Order it up.
Well, that's the cool thing, is all I got to do is call them and say, I need some back tires again. And they're like, okay, Terry. And they'll order them, you know, because they're used to it. They know me. They get to know you. You get to know them, and it's cool. It's easy.
And you never doubt that your car is in the best possible hands. Exactly. Locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Don Duncan, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. All right, we have our Stars Born feature coming up. Ooh, it's also Tell a Lie Day today.
Is it really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
And let's see, what do we have in my... any millennial stuff here today that we...
Is it Pick on Millennials Day?
No, it's always Pick on Millennials.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I didn't know.
Hip-hop country.
Hip-hop
what?
Country?
Hip-hop country,
That's
yes.
a contradiction in terms, God. Is it not?
Well, you'll hear it out of Fox News. I'll let